Gracias, presidente.
Thank you, Presidency. Once more, we see in an inappropriate fashion that an irrelevant matter is brought to this conference, and we have to note Cuba's position on these matters. Just a few hours ago in Havana, the 18th meeting of the Political Council of the Bolivarian Alliance of the Peoples of America made its statement. It has 11 countries of our region participating. The ministers and heads of state present expressed concern at the aggressive actions against America and against regional stability and peace, particularly the threats of the use of force against the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, which threatens peace at the regional level and runs counter to the proclamation of Latin America and the Caribbean as a zone of peace, signed by the heads of state and government of Latin America and the Caribbean, including those that just spoke. At the second CELAC summit in Havana, 28th and 29th January 2014. Thus, I have to say that we categorically reject all attempts to distort the CD and place obstacles on spurious grounds to the execution of its goals, once more violating the principles of the UN Charter and international law. We reject all of the attempts to justify the violation of the principle of peaceful settlement of disputes, the prohibition of the use of force and threat of use of force, respect for self-determination and sovereignty, as well as territorial integrity and non-interference in internal affairs of states. Our delegation not only reaffirms its support to the constitutional president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro Moros, and the Bolivarian Chavist Revolution, but guarantees to the distinguished delegation of Venezuela and its ambassador all our cooperation and support in the successful fulfillment of its CD presidency as a peace-loving country, supporter of disarmament and not of aggression. Thank you.